This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Britain's approving AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine, the first nation in the world to do that. And Britain is rolling out a new strategy in the fight against the virus. Our Karen Shamas is in London.
Coronavirus vaccines have typically been given in two doses, with an initial shot followed by a booster about 3 weeks later. But in a change of approach, the British government said that with the AstraZeneca vaccine, it would prioritise giving as many people as possible a single dose, which is believed to give a large measure of protection against the virus.
How did a Colorado man who hadn't been travelling get a COVID-19 variant that's spreading in Britain? That's what health officials are investigating. The man is the first person in the U.S. reported to have the variant. Incoming Louisiana Congressman-elect Luke Letlow has died from complications related to COVID-19. He was 41. The AP has learned that Nashville police got a warning about the Christmas bomber last year.
Anthony Warner, the lone suspect identified by authorities in the Christmas morning bombing in downtown Nashville, came to the attention of Nashville police more than a year ago. According to documents obtained by the Associated Press, police were called to the home of Warner's girlfriend, Pamela Perry, on August 21, 2019, after her attorney reported she was making suicidal threats. Attorney Raymond Throckmorton was on the scene, and he told officers Perry thought Warner might harm her, and Warner frequently talked about the military and bomb making. Police went to Warner's home, but he didn't answer the door. Nashville police contacted the FBI, but the FBI found no records on Warner. I'm Mike Gracia.
Check your bank account. You might already have that $600 COVID-19 relief money that lawmakers agreed on before President Trump demanded it be bumped up to $2,000. The push for a higher amount is stuck in the Senate. This is AP News. The Trump campaign is asking the Supreme Court to consider a lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's election results. The AP's Jackie Quinn has the latest on this.
Joe Biden won the state of Wisconsin by some 21,000 votes. But the Trump campaign, which lost an effort in the state Supreme Court to throw out tens of thousands of ballots, is now asking the U.S. Supreme Court to disqualify absentee ballots and others collected by poll workers at non-traditional places because of the pandemic. Trump surrogates are asking the nation's highest court to declare Wisconsin's election failed and allow the state's GOP-controlled legislature to appoint state electors. Trump and his allies have suffered dozens of defeats trying to overturn the November election. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.